At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, KC here on ESPN 1320, having a good time with my man Kyle Madsen. Is my guy. D-Lo is enjoying his birthday weekend, man. That's what you do. You extend the weekend into, well, it was like during the middle of the week, but you extend the weekend to the following week. That's what you do when you boss up like that. That's how you do it. So shout out to D-Lo. He'll be back Wednesday is the plan. And it's Monday. So James Hamm is with us. James, what's up, man?
Hi, Jeff. Hi, friends.
I'm with the insiders right now. I'm with the insiders.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, re-rack that intro. Welcome back into the insiders. I'm Kyle Madsen. He's James Hamm. Kenny Caraway.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing, man? James, we were talking to our guy, Daryl the Guru Johnson, 95.7 The Game, and we touched a little bit on the Warriors situation, and obviously we touched on the situation going on with Jonathan Kuminga.
Kuminga watch.
Kuminga watch.
What's today? Do we know?
It's like day 41, I think, or
day
something like that.
43.
Day 43. Talking about Jonathan Kuminga. Now, got a little news to it because over the weekend, Anthony Slater, I believe he wrote a piece talking about Jonathan Kuminga, where he stands, what he's looking for with his NBA career. And he made the statement, Jonathan Kuminga, that he believes, according to representatives, actually, this wasn't a quote, I don't think, but according to his representatives, he believes he's on the same level as guys like Scottie Barnes and Cade Cunningham. Me and Kyle talked about this a little bit over the weekend. I understand what Jonathan Kuminga's thinking. And at least in one case, I probably agree with it. But what do you think when you hear him say something like that? What do you think of Jonathan Kuminga, his camp, and the way they kind of view themselves as NBA players right now?
Yeah, it's a really, really interesting situation because, you know, he has all that talent, but talent doesn't mean anything in the NBA if you don't translate it to productivity. And, you know, we can sit here and talk about what he's looked like in games where, you know, they needed him, what he looked like in the playoff series where, you know, he became one of the primary scorers. But the fact is, like, he has not been able to do that for, you know, 65, 70 games in a season. And not only has he not been able to do it, but the Golden State Warriors have not trusted him to do that. And at some point, you have to actually prove that you're one of those guys. Saying it is fine and thinking that you're one of those guys is fine. But the fact is, like, almost every player in his draft, at least in the top eight, all have contracts except for him and Josh Giddey. And, you know, part of it is that they got into this restrictive free agent like mess. But also, like, part of it is that the other guys have performed. and they've performed on a consistent level. And, you know, we had this weekend also, we found that Ron Krojcik from the San Francisco Chronicle, he wrote about this exact thing where, you know, again, he compared himself to Cade Cunningham and Scotty Barnes. And even like Franz Wagner got brought up in this. And, you know, Franz Wagner is a pick after Kuminga, and he's already got his contract. But Stan Van Gundy went on the record talking to Ron Krojcik and said, I would say Wagner is a winning player, and also Cade Cunningham and Barnes. I'm not sure about Kuminga. I don't see the overall understanding of the game that allows him to fit other guys and help him play well on both ends. And I agree with that, but I also understand that there's another side of this, that he might not have had that opportunity to do this.
Yeah, that's that's the, sorry, I thought James froze for a second. That's the hang up I have with this. And Kenny, we texted a little bit about this, but you've got Scotty Barnes the last 2 years averaging 19 points, 8 boards, 6 assists. Mm-hmm. Cade Cunningham was a top 7 in MVP voting this year. Mm-hmm. What Van Gundy said, that understanding of the game, that feel, I've just never seen that from Kuminga. You see the raw scoring ability, the elite, elite athleticism and scoring ability. But what makes Scotty Barnes, and I'm going to leave Cade Cunningham out of this, what makes Scotty Barnes different is that ability to, like, a ball is in his hands, he's going to distribute, he's going to go get those rebounds, he's going to score a little bit, he's going to play great defense. I see where the Kuminga has the tools to do that. I have never seen that put into practice ever at any kind of high level. And I think that's why there's all these questions about him.
And I think it's fair to compare him to Jalen Green, because I think we all look at Jalen Green as like really crazy, incredible, like potential. Mm-hmm. And even some of it is realized, but not all of it. And you're just waiting for that moment where it all comes together. But like 4 years in, it usually doesn't change. Like, mm-hmm. the opportunities change, and like even within the same franchise, opportunities can change for a player. But for him to be all of a sudden like 4 years into his career and keep saying that he's something that he just hasn't proven that he is, that's the tough thing. And, you know, earlier, I compared him a lot to Marvin Bagley, and Bagley was never able to prove that he was that guy. But like, you could see the potential of Marvin Bagley every time he stepped on the court. Like, again, like you were just waiting for this light bulb to go on when he became like an elite player at the NBA level. And the potential has always been there. The, you know, the length, the athleticism, the leaping ability, the left-handed scoring ability, the rebounding ability, it's all there. But that doesn't mean anything. You know, there is a long, long list of players who had all of this ability who never made it. You know, we've talked about Derek Williams, the Coke Machine. We talked about Jabari Parker. You know, there are guys that even if they put up one season of this, you got to prove that that's who you are. And that's why I think when he says that he considers himself in the Scotty Barnes or the Cade Cunningham realm, hey, man, you're just not being realistic with who you've shown that to be so far. And you might have that potential, but again, potential is a 4-letter word in the NBA. Like, there's a lot of guys who never even come close to reaching their potential who have just as much skill or talent as Jonathan Kuminga. And it's about finding your niche, playing to your strengths, and growing into a role. And he has fought that the entire time he's been in the league.
Well, I'll address Cade Cunningham in a second, because I think that's a little bit of a different situation. But why wouldn't he not look at Scotty Barnes and say, I can do everything, that I'm in that category? What has Scotty Barnes done, given the fact that he's had the opportunity, to make him think I'm not better than Scotty Barnes?
Hmm. Well, first of all, Scotty Barnes is twice the defender that he is.
Yep.
Secondly, Scotty Barnes is a much, much, much better passer. You can run your entire offense through Scotty Barnes. You cannot do that with Jonathan Kuminga unless your idea is for him to shoot 25 times a game. Like, if you're going to run the ball through him, he's got to show that he's got something other than just being able to score for himself.
Left to his own vices, Scottie Barnes's teams have won 25 and 30 games. They're not good. And I'm not saying that's his fault, but if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, I'm looking at the situation. I can do that. Mm-hmm. I can score an average 20 a night and we not be any good.
I don't doubt that. And I don't necessarily disagree. The problem I have, and I'm fully in agreement with James here, if he was going to be, he had the opportunity to be that player in Golden State. He had the opportunity to be that guy. And he didn't. He didn't want to pass and make the right pass and rebound and play awesome defense and be that dude. He had the chance. If he was the player that Scottie Barnes is, he would have gotten a massive contract extension 2 years ago or a year ago.
They wouldn't take him off the court.
Right. He'd play all the time.
That's fair. But when he talks, I'm looking at, and I think he may be looking at it right now, Scottie Barnes with nobody around him. When he was doing that other stuff, like winning Rookie of the Year, having a great rookie year, he had Pascal, Fred VanVleet, and OG Anunoby right there with him. Mm-hmm. Now, people would say, Jonathan Kuminga, you got those type of guys in Golden State. You could play that role and have been Scottie Barnes and gotten your extension and all this other stuff, which is cool. But what Kuminga may be looking at it is, when you took those guys away from him and you said, Scottie Barnes, go be the franchise, this team has won 25 games, 30 games in back-to-back seasons. They're probably going to win another 30-something games this year. Mm-hmm. And we're praising Scottie Barnes for putting up stats on a team that's no good, where I would get criticized for that. I can do what Scottie Barnes is doing right now.
Yeah, and look, I think it kind of plays into this question by Mr. Rancho. So why do we want him so bad? And the thing is that, like, every situation in the NBA is different. And, you know, yes, Scottie Barnes has won in 25, 30 games. He also doesn't have Hall of Famers all around him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have Steph Curry. He doesn't have Jimmy Butler. He doesn't have Draymond Green. He doesn't have, like, a veteran core that was together forever. Even you can throw Looney in there. Like, Scottie Barnes has had to freelance a little bit, but he's surrounded by players that, you know, are, like, for lack of, they're just not the Golden State Warriors. They're not a championship contending team with him, and they're not a championship contending team without him. And that's, I think, the biggest difference. And you could also say, like, you put Scottie Barnes on the Golden State Warriors, Scottie Barnes,
smokes.
Holy cow. He's averaging 20, he's averaging 10, and he's averaging eight assists a game.
That's like, fine. And Jonathan Kuminga might feel like, I can do the same thing. I'm just not given the opportunity. But here's the thing.
They have identical usage rates the last 2 years.
But
that's wild.
Here's the deal. This goes back to what he said. Jonathan Kuminga's like, I'm on the same level of these guys. And I'm just assuming what his thought process is. I can be Scottie Barnes. He's on a sorry.
Then why hasn't
team.
He been Scottie Barnes?
Because he hadn't played. The Toronto gave Scottie Barnes everything he could ask for. The keys to it. Don't worry about if we're good or not. Just play and get your numbers. Kuminga's like, I can do that. I can do what Scottie Barnes is doing.
Then why hasn't he?
Steve Kerr won't put him in the game.
He hasn't. He doesn't play because he doesn't do those things though.
Scottie puts up the numbers. When he plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
He scores. He does all this other stuff. Scottie Barnes, we talk about all that he does as far as defending. He's a great defender. All this other stuff. He's a good enough scorer. He can pass the ball. All this other stuff. It's not resulting in winning. What Jonathan Kuminga is saying is, I can put up all those numbers if I play 35 minutes a night, and it doesn't matter if we score or not, or we win or not. I can do that. And he's got a good point. People get mad at him. Guru talked about it right now. They talk about the playoffs. This man went into the playoffs and was putting up 25, 30 a night.
And scoring points and doing nothing else.
And that's a criticism.
Mm-hmm.
When Scottie Barnes does that, it's, you're crazy for being on Scottie Barnes, saying you're on his level.
But it's not about putting the ball in the hoop. It's the play style. It's getting teammates involved.
It's also about winning.
It's doing the little things.
It's about winning. And to be honest with you, to be fair, be fair to the conversation. Do we look at those playoff games and say they didn't win because Jonathan Kuminga scored 30?
No, definitely not.
They were they had a chance to win both of those games while Kuminga was scoring 30. They just didn't get it done. But it wasn't like he was a ball hog and playing selfish basketball, and that's why they lost those games. Two of those games were just close. The other two, they kind of got blown out in.
Yeah, Kenny, I think the reason, to get back to the question that we had from the chat, the reason why the Kings are intrigued or will at least go down this path is because there is the what if that you keep bringing up. What if you do give him more of an opportunity? What if you do ask him to do different things? And what if he does do those things? And what if he becomes the player that he believes? And that's the only reason why you're risking a three-year, $63 million deal here if you're the Kings. Mm-hmm. Because you're thinking the same way that he is, that, hey, there's potential for him to be that guy. But again, at some point, the potential that you got to start producing, and producing in a way that, again, makes it so your coach can't take you off the court. The one thing I will, in defense of him, I'll tell you, and this isn't about him as much as it is about Moody, but it shows you sort of the pathway that I think that they both have run into, Moody and Kuminga, is that it doesn't really matter how good Moses Moody is on the court. He doesn't get to play. You know how many times I've seen him finish a game against the Sacramento Kings where he scored 15 points in 15 minutes? Mm-hmm. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, every time he's on the court, he looks incredible. Why do you pull him? And so there is sometimes, I will agree, there is no rhyme or reason to what Steve Kerr has done here, at least from the outside. From the inside, they see everything that these players do. They see how hard they work. They see how many times they go out and don't get enough sleep before a game. You know, they see whether they hit the gym and do the workout stuff that they're asking them to do, whether they work with their teammates or work with the coaching staff to get better. They see everything. And sometimes that's the biggest like sign. And it's also why some players, it doesn't matter what they're scoring and their numbers look like, good or bad, teams won't trade them. Mm-hmm. Because they know how valuable some of these players are that do all of those things and set examples or live by the right code. And so, again, the Warriors know more about Kuminga than anyone outside of Kuminga, but they've held him back. And I think we all want to see what it looks like when he's not being held back. And it could just be like a complete disaster.
And real quick, because I want to answer to that. That's my premise of what I'm saying is I understand how he feels that way and why he feels that way. Is he right? That's obviously up for debate. I'm not here to debate whether he's right or wrong. But specifically looking at Scottie Barnes, he's looking at Scottie Barnes in Toronto and how they haven't been a winning team, how Scottie Barnes, who is a fantastic player, looks like that's not a franchise guy. You're going to need one or two guys better than him if you want to be a top flight team, maybe one guy, maybe not two guys, but one guy for sure. And Kuminga's looking at it like, yeah, I could do that. Let's just say, for instance, Sacramento, for argument's sake, I could go to Sacramento, average 20, and we win 35 games. I can do that. The Cade thing is a little different because Cade is a leader. Cade is a guy that lifts an entire franchise and lifts the players around him. And to me, that's a little ambitious of him to say I could be like Cade Cunningham, because Cade Cunningham has so much more responsibility and has lived up to it at least this past season that I haven't even seen Scottie Barnes do. I think they're on two different levels, Cade Cunningham and Scottie Barnes and Jonathan Kuminga. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they're different. So I don't necessarily see where he could feel that way with everything that Cade brings to the table. Mm-hmm. But I can understand that with looking at Scottie Barnes' situation.
No, I don't. I want you to answer this. Not could he, would he? Do you think Jonathan Kuminga, if given, so this is Scottie Barnes per 36 numbers. Uh-huh. Do you think he would do this given 35 to 36 minutes a night with the Kings? Mm. Or 34 to 36, whatever. 21 points, 9 boards, 6 assists. 1.5 steals, 1.1 blocks.
The points, yes.
Sure.
The boards a little lower, the assists a little lower. And I think Scottie Barnes is a better defender than Jonathan Kuminga. Mm-hmm. So
what's Kuminga's per 36?
This past season, 22.6 points, 6.8 boards, 3.3 assists, 1.2 steals, 0.7 blocks.
I actually think that's about right. I think that's where I'd have him. And all the numbers outside of the points are a little lower than Scotty Barnes, but I think they're in the same vicinity. And once again, Scotty Barnes is a better defender than Jonathan Kuminga.
And a much better passer. A much better creator, yeah,
that's
brothers. Where
that's where assists go down.
Yeah. I think if you swapped them, I think the Warriors are way better. And I think Scotty Barnes plays a lot.
I think he does too. I don't think Scotty Barnes is putting up the numbers that he's putting in Toronto, though. I think he's more around with all those guys that they have, like the Jimmy Butlers and all this other stuff. I think
they might not trade for Jimmy Butler if they have Scotty Barnes.
That's true too. That's true too.
Yeah.
It's a play style thing more than a production thing for me.
I agree. But like I said, the whole argument, though, is I understand Kuminga feeling that way about Scotty Barnes.
Yeah, I could see it.
I get it.
For sure.
I don't see it as much with Cade, but I could see it with Scotty Barnes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would say that Cade, Scotty Barnes, and Kuminga are on three different levels. It's Cunningham, then it's Scotty Barnes, and then it's Kuminga.
Why is Scotty Barnes on that level?
What do you mean? Kuminga?
Yeah, what has he done in this league? Outside of the rookie year when he was playing with other top flight players.
He's an elite defender at 6'9" who passes, has six assists per game and eight rebounds and
that's resulted in what? Because this is the thing we talk about. We talk about Trae Young not being a winning player. We talk about people not being winning players all the time. I think Scotty Barnes is, but we can't pick and choose when wins matter.
Well, no, I regardless of what I think about the stats that Trae Young puts up, Trae Young is still a top six point guard. Trae Young is still way better than Dennis Schroeder. Like that, it's just straight up. Like he's a better player, and you know he's a better player than Darius Garland. Now, whether he fits better or not, that would be a whole different discussion. But like, as far as like a better player, like it that doesn't mean that I want to trade for Trae Young and pay him $60 million a year.
So
it's tough.
So your argument is not that the Kings might be getting Scotty Barnes, because I don't think Jonathan Kuminga is ever going to play that way.
No, I don't think he's going to play that way.
Okay,
I just think that Scotty Barnes is best served with I like his skill set with one other player that's better than him around him. You could say two, but.
Yeah,
I think with one other player that's better around him, like clearly better, I think that's where you get the best out of Scotty Barnes. Other than that, in this situation, like you ask him to lead a franchise, he's leading it into the ground. Not him specifically, but
15, 7.5, 3.5 as a rookie on a team that won 48 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's really impressive.
The fourth best player on that team.
Yeah,
he was in that rookie of the year, deservedly so, with his defense as well. That you don't always get the numbers to quantify what he does on the defensive end. I think he's a prototypical defender in 2025, perimeter defender.
That Raptors teardown was crazy. This is a little bit separate from the conversation, but if you go to the next year, the 22-23 season, yikes.
And that's why, like we talk about this all the time, but the talent around you matters. It doesn't matter how good you are. Like, very few players have, like, transcendent talent that can like make up for the fact that your roster is trash. Like the biggest, like the only one I can remember that just you take everything else and throw it out the window. Like the fact that LeBron James was able to lead a team to like a Eastern Conference championship and make it to the finals with like, what is it? Mo Williams as the second best player. You know, and nobody else on that team that was not even Mo Williams, no one was an all-star. No one was even remotely close to all-star level. Like, that's one player in the league that can do that. I don't think there's another player that can do that in the league. And, you know, we can blame Scotty Barnes for the fact that his team doesn't win 48 games anymore. But, like, you have to have talent around you to win. It's a five-man sport on the court. And you need more than five to do it. You know, you've got to have a bench. You've got to have depth.
I don't blame Scotty Barnes at all for that. But for instance, we blame Zach LaVine for not winning in Chicago and saying he's not a winning player. And that's all I'm saying. I want to be clear. I don't blame Scotty or Zach LaVine because I agree with James there are different circumstances in every situation that can lead to your winning or losing. But when we talk about Zach LaVine, he's a selfish, non-winning player. But when we talk about Scottie Barnes, who hasn't won by himself, it's not looked at the same way.
Yeah,
I don't think of Zach as a selfish player. But whether he wins or not, I mean, he's 11 seasons into his career. He's been in the playoffs once.
Like, well, once again, is that his fault?
It's not his fault every single time, but that doesn't mean that, like, accumulation, that part of it isn't his fault. Hmm. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I don't know, I don't want to turn this into a discussion about how we talk about sports necessarily, but I do think there is something to, we do this in hoops a lot. But in the NFL, we've been talking about it today with Nick Bosa and, like, you need to go take over a game. There are so many things that impact what player wins and what player loses, and good quarterbacks versus bad quarterbacks. And I really think that there's something to trying to assign wins and losses to individuals. Agreed. And, like, winning players versus not winning players. But at the same time, with players like Zach LaVine, it's like, all right, he's put up these awesome numbers. He's been super efficient, but to, like, to what end? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's tough for me to get to the, because I say that all the time. Like, well, that guy's just not a winning player. It's like, why? Well, like, there's usually more context, you know? I don't know.
Oh, no.
Well, that, and like I've told you guys this, if Zach LaVine made $35 million or $30 million, I don't think anyone would have any problems with who he is as a player. It's that when you make $49 million, then all of those numbers, like, then we start digging into how many playoff games you've been to, and, like, because those numbers are just, like, it's astronomical amounts of money. Mm-hmm. And that's usually a superstar. It's a star-level player. You know, multi-time, a perennial all-star that is in the playoffs a lot and does things. And that's where I think Zach gets kind of, like, he gets beat up a little bit. Because just like, hey, man, if you're going to make that money, you do have to have an impact on whether your team, how deep your team goes into the playoffs, let alone making the playoffs.
It is the nature of the beast when you got contracts that are available to the public. So it happens, man. We got James Hamm. We got Kyle Madsen. I'm a guest here on the Insiders on D-Lo and KC. And we'll talk more hoops. And I want to ask James's thoughts. He's a Sacramento guy. I want to ask his thoughts on the potential Sac State football stadium at Cal Expo, man. So we'll talk about all that good stuff right here on D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on D-Lo and KC, I want to take this time to not complain about HOAs.
Why?
Because I got to let everybody know what that lineup for Prize Picks is looking like today. I haven't finalized the lineup yet, but I've got three guys in there right now. Paul Skeens, who got lit up the last time I picked him in my Prize Picks lineup. He got lit up.
Ooh.
All right. I got him at more than 4.5 strikeouts. That's a goblin for today. So I got him at more than 4.5 strikeouts. Shout out to my man, Deebo Samuel. It's Monday Night Football tonight.
Oh.
Bengals, Commanders. They got Deebo at 15.5 receiving yards. He's getting more than that. He's getting more. And on the flip side of that, RIP, Joe Burrow, who lit it up in week one against Philly, they made their point. They made their point. Him and Jamar Chase, they made their point. They got him at half a passing touchdown tonight. I'm going less. I'm going less. I will have the finalized lineup on the social, so make sure you tap in with your boy to get that finalized Prize Pick lineup. And if you're trying to be down, all you got to do, download the Prize Picks app, put in the promo code KIFM, get you $50 instantly, whether you win or lose. It does not matter. You get $50 instantly with that first $5 lineup. If you put in the promo code KIFM, you must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game. Johnny G. Woo.
Good job, Johnny.
Johnny G with that win.
Also, for future reference, the winner is based off of who me and Kenny see first on our screen.
That's right. There was some discrepancy last week because in other screenshots.
Well, look at what you see on your YouTube page does not matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all. We see on StreamYard.
It doesn't matter at all. So that's the official ruling, what we see, and those wins stand.
Yes.
You know, for those who were trying to appeal the game or protest the game, it matters what Jesse and myself see first.
Norm.
Today, Johnny G
says,
got it.
Yeah, I got hosed. No, Norm, you were just late.
Well, I'm glad you put context to that. Shout out to Norm. But yeah, you just didn't get it in on time. That's all it is. That's all it is.
No.
That's wild.
On you.
I'm on me.
You, brother.
You let him go, brother.
You tackled the receiver.
You let him go?
Let who go? Norm?
Norm.
Norm is a fan. I can't throw flags on the fan.
Absolutely you can. We throw flags in the chatty house all the time.
Yeah, I didn't feel like it right now.
Text 999-1320 if you have a bad fan experience. You don't go ask a ref for a flag.
Yeah, there's a number to text, and security will be there.
Oh, man. And as somebody said, I saw you put it up there, run your HOA as well. I actually have a good relationship with my HOA. After all that complaining I did, they haven't bothered me at all. It's a good HOA. I don't have a problem with it.
You really have a good relationship.
I got lucky.
Corporate Casey
I got
again.
Lucky.
Of course you side with the corporation again.
Everybody thinks that C on his head stands for Caraway. It's corporate.
In general, I don't, but my particular HOA, we've got a good relationship.
Now you're supposed to hate them no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them because
this guy gets it.
Exactly.
Casey's got that yard crew that comes twice a week to clean up his yard.
We
do it ourselves. We don't have a lot of yard. We have turf in the back, so it's really just the front yard. And we handle that. Not a lot of grass there, so it's all good. This fall, leaves will be picked up by the sun in the house. Like, hey, rake them leaves up, big dog. You know what I'm saying? So we do a good job with it. James Hamm of The Insiders here with D'Lo and KC. Kyle Mattson of The Insiders here with D'Lo and KC as well. James, there was a little bit of news on the Sacramento front over the weekend as Jake Gaden, CBS 13, broke the news that Sac State and Cal Expo have had some preliminary talks about potentially using the racetrack site for a new football stadium at Cal Expo for Sac State. I would say the response has been, I'm going to say 70-30 against. I've seen a lot of people upset that it's not on campus. They don't like the traffic element to Cal Expo. I'm on the 30 side. I think that's great. I would have obviously loved for it to be on campus. That's priority number one. But once you see that it's going to be a little difficult or not going to be able to get it done, I have no problem with the pivot to Cal Expo. And with all the space they have with that racetrack, I think that's a great location for a potential football stadium for Sac State. What do you think about it, though, man?
Yeah, I think it's tough. I mean, like, I've been in Sacramento forever, so, like, I've seen so many things that are maybe going to move to Cal Expo that never, ever work out. And, like, if they can get it done, I think it's an interesting idea. I do think that for a college campus, if you wanted to have the type of connection to the campus, you have to have it there. And I don't know how that you work that out. I don't know if Sac State has a spot where they can do it, but it does feel like you're kind of, I know Sac State is a commuter school, but you're kind of pulling, you know, the fan element away from the campus. So I don't hate it because I do know that that's a big piece of land, but I mean, remember there was going to be a convergence plan where they were going to move, you know, a bunch of things around, including a big housing development to Cal Expo. And then they were going to move the state fair over to the ARCO property. And the ARCO property was going to go to downtown. And the rail yards, there was like this whole design that never, ever worked out. And so, we're going to have to see if it ever comes to fruition. But that's the biggest thing for me is that most of the time it doesn't when it comes to Cal Expo. And I know they try things, but it doesn't seem to work out very often.
I'm so interested to see how much, let's just take this to its ideal conclusion for the university and for Cal Expo, mm-hmm. and a 40,000 seat stadium goes up there. Mm-hmm. I'm so interested to see, because James, you talked about this, where when you remove it from campus, and I know that there are big programs that already do this, Jake Gaden, our guy, talked about it already, mm-hmm. but I do wonder at Sac State where people go to Miami to root for Miami football. People go to, what was the other, well, he mentioned another school.
Temple is one, UNLV is another.
Washington
is actually one that I didn't even really pay attention to.
You do?
You know, that's off campus.
Hmm. But either way, people go to those bigger schools for football. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see if that starts to happen at Sac State where people will. I know it's only 3 miles. I get it. I know they'll clear the hurdles with tailgating or whatever it is. Okay, cool. Again, let's protect. I wonder if students will actually go. And you mentioned it's not about the students. It's not about living on campus. That I understand. But if you're completely missing the student element of it, I think you miss a little bit of what makes college football what it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no,
I agree.
I hear you on that for sure. And I think with it being as close as it is, I think you can still have that student element. James, mm-hmm. what I had talked about that Kyle kind of alluded to was I think here in Sacramento, here on the West Coast, California specifically, if you're going to get like full support when you talk about attendance and people coming to the games and being excited about it, I think it has to be something that the city, when I talk about the city, I mean the population, is wrapped into. And if you're relying on your alumni base and the student body here at Sac State, like, that's not going to get you the results you're looking for as far as money, as far as attendance, all this other stuff, because it's just not that type of university. But if you're in a situation where you build this stadium, wherever it's at, on campus or Cal Expo, wherever you're trying to get it done, and it's something that the city of Sacramento rallies behind and says, we're all Sac State Hornets and, you know, we want to support this thing, that's what you have to tap into if you want to make this thing work. Mm-hmm. Just because I don't feel like the student body, and with it being a commuter school traditionally, is going to give that to you on a consistent basis. And I don't know if the alumni base will also give that to you. It's got to be something with that. And you've got to get the Kenny Caraways, who, I didn't go to Sac State. I don't really have any allegiance to the school traditionally, but it's Sacramento, so I'm rocking with Sac State.
Sure.
Like, you got to really tap into those people to make sure this whole thing works out.
I hope they do. That'd be so sick.
And I don't know what UC Davis's attendance is for football, but I don't think it's great. And they built a brand new stadium on campus. And it still, I don't think, has a connection that they were hoping that it would have.
The coach was mad at people after the first playoff game last year, talking about, where's everybody at? Like, y'all got to be here, support this team. We got a great team.
Mm-hmm.
Support them. So, but that's also another thing where it's just traditionally the program of UC Davis football is really good. Mm-hmm. But the student body isn't, it's not, UT, well, the, or it's not the, even Arizona State.
I know this isn't entirely true, but I feel like everybody who lives in Davis goes to Davis. I know it's not everybody. So the differentiation between the student body and the general population in Davis is much different than the student body of Sac State and the population of Sacramento.
Correct. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
The thing that nobody's really talking about yet, that I've asked some people around, and it just doesn't seem like they're locked in or really interested in each other like that, is I don't know why the Republic and Sac State don't work on putting football games at the new stadium. Like I said, I've asked some people about that. I've asked around, and it doesn't seem like the Republic are interested in collabing with Sac State to have them play football games there. But that would almost kill two birds with one stone, especially if you're not able to have an on-campus stadium. If you're going to go off-campus anyway, why not, instead of building two stadiums, why not just partner with the people who are actually getting one done right now and have your games in downtown Sacramento? Once again, that's even further from the campus. I get that. But, like, my whole outlook on it is you've got to get the city involved. And if you can get the population involved, mm-hmm, with being part of that downtown arena, I think that would go well. But I've heard neither side is that interested in that collaboration, which is shocking to me.
Football tears up a field. Like, and I think it's just different the way the locker rooms, everything else. You're talking about like a 50, 60 man roster versus, 20, 25 man roster in soccer. I don't even know how big the Republic's roster is outside of the 11 that start. But still, you're talking about a much bigger type of environment than what you have for soccer.
And the soccer field is significantly wider than a football field. Mm-hmm. And so now you get weird dimensions where you can put the football seats where they normally go, but then there's like no sideline for the soccer field. Or you can put the seats where they go for a soccer field, but then everybody from the football game is super far away.
Right. Which, you got, mm-hmm,
which right might now, also be a problem.
Hornet Stadium.
You see a lot of that on high school fields, the mm-hmm problem. And then kids don't realize they all look at the football out of bounds is out of bounds. And then there's like another 5 or 6 yards out to the left. Right. Like, no, keep playing, keep playing. Ball's still in.
You know,
I deal with that all the time.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans?
Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know the underrated aspect of this that Jake brought up that I got my eye on as well. I want football. I want FBS. Stingers up. Go, go, Sacramento. Need my man, Brendan Marion, to do what he does. I think he's going to make a championship run this season. I really do believe that.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I think he's going to make a championship run this season. But I'm tapped into that. I rock with the football team. But the true destiny, potentially, for Sac State, I think is that basketball program. And if you could find a way to make that basketball program Gonzaga or St. Mary's, where every year it is a real NCAA Division I program, I think that might be the end game that people aren't looking for. And to do that,
why?
Because I think that's a little easier to compete in with basketball if you get the right people involved. Mm-hmm. The pipeline of what you're able to do as far as getting guys from the state of California, you can get, obviously Northern California has great basketball and prep basketball, but you can start to get people in Southern California interested in coming to Sac State to play basketball, some of their top talent. And if you have the facilities to do so, one of the outcomes of potentially moving this stadium off campus is it allows you to make the Whale a bigger, real Division I basketball facility.
Right.
And if you're able to tap into that, where, like I said, Gonzaga's, they've played for national championships. I don't want to go that far. I do, but I'm not even going to put that on them. But if Sac State could be St. Mary's, I think that would be – I think this city would embrace that, and you'd be seeing all these great attendance and atmospheres for these basketball games if they could get the basketball team specifically to that level.
Yeah, I think the one downfall is that you do have the Kings here, so you got pro ball. And so a lot of the smaller cities, while they're sports down the street, you know, Gonzaga, again, a huge draw for their student population, huge draw, and their alumni, a lot of them stay around that area. They live in the Bay Area, so they come back. Like, you've got to create something special, and maybe that is what happens, but it has to be, you know, something that Mike Bibby is around for a decade or something and builds a program. Or more than that, And that, you know, that's where, look at Gonzaga, their head coach has been there forever. Mm-hmm. Or he was. I think it's still
Mark
the same
coach. Still there. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But to that point, if you told me that one of those two programs became like nationally known, I think that Sac State's path to being a St. Mary's, to being a Gonzaga, I know there are other mid-majors, Butler for a while. I think the path to that is so much easier than the path to being North Dakota State.
I agree.
Or I don't even, there's not even, Boise State had their little run in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. There's not a perennial, like Gonzaga and St. Mary's are perennially just like in the tournament. Mm-hmm. There's not a non-Power 5 school that is regularly making noise in college football.
I agree. I agree with you. That's why I say I would want to see how you could make the basketball program your focal point. Not that football mm-hmm. shouldn't be, but like you said, it's kind of a long shot to get where mm-hmm. you're trying to get to.
But football is a gateway, man.
It, I understand.
That's gonna if they put together a really good couple of years in the FCS and move up to the FBS, where now all of a sudden they're hosting FBS schools and it's a oh hey, USC's coming to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. That I think opens the door to basketball more than if they become a dominant basketball school. It's like, all
right. No, yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. It's just a tough pathway right now, and the things that we're hearing from college sports and the NCAA of how, you know, Sac State is doing everything that they can do. They're doing everything they can do. They've done their job for the most part with a lot of this stuff. But the NCAA, led by the SEC and the Big Ten, they're like, we're closing the doors. We're closing the door. We ain't letting nobody get in now. It don't matter mm-hmm. what your criteria is, what your resume is. We are closing the door. Nobody's doing FBS until we decide to secede from the NCAA
mm-hmm.
and start the back. The Beck.
It's about money.
The Beck.
Yeah.
The Big Ten SEC League. The Beck.
Sure.
The Batek. That's what it would be. Big Ten SEC League. So, yeah, I think we talked about it earlier, Kyle. If you could just get the stadium up, I think it just get there and then you figure everything else out. That's the hardest part. If you could get the stadium up, wherever it's at, by any means necessary,
and
that's what you can figure out everything else with
that. And I think you need to get that stadium up without it being a disaster in the process.
Disaster, how so?
Like a slog to get there, and there's all this negative press about it, and like you have to be on it PR-wise and make this a good thing for Sacramento, because if this goes up and it's the perception, it doesn't even have to be reality, but the perception is, we talk about this with the A's. Mm. The first three major stories about the A's were like the no Sacramento, Las Vegas patch and most expensive opening day ticket in baseball. Mm-hmm. You can't have that same thing with this stadium. It cannot be this mess where it's like their taxes are going up and there's all this negative perception about who could have gotten the land instead or whatever it is.
Understandable, for sure.
Like that is going to be very, very key, in my opinion.
Let me ask both of you guys this question, though. They built a on-campus stadium for Sac State, and they moved to FBS. Do you think it would, because people are talking about Cal Expo and traffic and all this other stuff, do you think it would be easy to get in and out of Sac State's campus with a 30,000 people there?
At their current?
No. Yeah.
No.
I don't think so either. So that's one of the arguments, like, oh, no, I want it on campus. Traffic at Cal Expo is bad. Do you think it would be any good on campus? If that's your concern, if traffic is your concern, I think it would be worse. Think about 30,000 trying to get in and out of Sac State's campus. Yeah. I don't see a lot of roads there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I didn't even know. I'm trying to even think of, and this was Jake Aiden's point earlier, and I think it's a good one. There's nowhere. I'm trying to think of where a whole ass football stadium would even go.
That's the thing. I don't think they have the money or the space to get it the way we all want it to.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's tough. So
yeah,
we'll see. Hey, I know one thing though. Whenever I go to a Sac State football game,
yeah,
I'm gonna have me some some wine from Baker Family Wine.
Oh, buddy.
That's how I'm tailgating. I'm doing it like they say the Niners are the wine and cheese crowd. Well, I'm going to turn Sac State, a couple of those tailgates, into a wine and cheese crowd as well. Because I'm going to bring me some Baker Family Wines. We're going to get it popping in the tailgate, and we're going to have a good old time. You need to do the same. Make sure you go to my main man, Dusty Baker's, BakerFamilyWines.com. Be part of Dusty's Clubhouse so you get exclusive releases and tasting room specials, and you just know what's going on, man. And here's the other great thing about Baker Family Wines. It's right there in West Sacramento. Right there in West Sacramento. Don't have to go to Napa. You don't even have to go to Lodi if you don't want to. Right there in West Sacramento, you can get some of the best wine I've had in a long, long time. I'm a white wine guy myself, but some of the reds, like that 755, that's fire too. So make sure you tap in with my people over at Baker Family Wines. Go to BakerFamilyWines.com today. Visit that tasting room and become part of Dusty's Clubhouse, man. Do that. Like today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Salute.
Kyle. You're the man. I appreciate you pulling up, man. Let's do it again.
Okay.
Let's do it again tomorrow. James, you want to do it again tomorrow? You want to come here at 3 o'clock again tomorrow? Let's go.
I think I have an appointment tomorrow, or I would at least consider it, but...
James said I got to wash my
hair. Yeah.
I got to wash my hair. I can't do it. Also, yeah. It's a tough time getting more time here. Is that what it was called? More time? Extra time? Was it?
Yeah, more than time.
More than time. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's tough getting more than time.
Yeah, it is.
So I appreciate Jay Gaten pulling up on us tomorrow. I think we'll have Trista Crick pulling up on us.
Oh.
She's in the city. I don't know what she's going to do, but we'll see what's going on with Trista. Jason Jones is going to pull up on us. Me and Kyle, we have two or three really, really fun things that we didn't get to today that I can't wait to talk to him about. You know, I'm a historian. Yeah. I go down memory lane. This stuff. We're going to have a good time with that tomorrow. Shout out to my man Jay Gaten, who pulled up on us today. Shout out to my man Guru, who pulled up on us today. That's my guy.
Finally came through. Let's go.
Yeah, and he had a damn good Jerry Jones. Yeah, he had a damn good Jerry Jones. That was a good one right there, man. So shout out to Guru. Shout out James Hammond. Shout out to you. Make sure you tune in to ESPN 1320 tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. for the insiders. Y'all be good.
Yep.
Vamos, Bengals.
ESPN 1320 traffic.
Sacramento on a pretty typical Monday pattern with fairly light traffic. If you're headed out of Davis, getting into Sacramento, no big delays on southbound 99. Only slight slowdown south of 50 and minor backups through Old Town. Your ride on Cap City is tough, but not that bad. I'm Casey. That's traffic.
This traffic report is brought to you by the Roseville Auto Mall.
The Roseville Auto Mall is Northern California's ultimate destination when looking for your next vehicle. Find the largest selection with 20 top brands and get huge savings during our Labor Day sales event going on now at the Roseville Auto Mall. Driven to be the best.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textingterms.us. Texting enrolls you for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply, stop to opt out.
There's a lot on the line in divorce. This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell, the largest family law firm in the country, with over 35 years of helping clients navigate divorce. But being big doesn't mean less personal or less local. Our attorneys live and work in your community, and as neighbors, they understand the challenges your families face. Divorce is complicated. It affects every part of your life, your home, savings, retirement, and of course, kids. So when you find yourself facing divorce and the unexpected directions that it can take, it's times like this that you need a partner you can count on.
If you're a man facing divorce, contact Cordell & Cordell today to connect with a local divorce attorney who understands the challenges you're facing on a personal level. Text LOCAL66 to 323232. LOCAL66 to 323232. LOCAL66 to 323232. 500 Capital Mall, Sacramento.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sports coverage of all your favorite teams is thanks in part to Bonnie, leading the way home.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.